strawberry season is kicking into high gear here in Wisconsin. Locally grown fresh strawberries have a short but glorious time here in the state, and our next guest is here to help us celebrate and perfect our berry picking technique.
Nino Ridgway is with us. She's the co-owner of the Barthel Fruit Farm in Mequon. Nino, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, and happy to speak with you today.
Well, strawberry season, as we said, it's short and lovely here in Wisconsin. How excited are you that it's just about strawberry picking time?
Well, I am really excited. I have to tell you, I went out and had my first ripe strawberry out of the field a couple days ago, and it was heaven. It was so good. And we always love this time of year. It's our favorite fruit, and it's the first fruit of the season to ripen. So it's a really big time for us.
And how long does this strawberry picking season last on your farm anyway?
On our farm, it lasts approximately 3 weeks. There are some varieties of berries are a little earlier, some are a little later, and each variety lasts maybe 2 weeks, but we can stretch it that way for about 3 weeks, maybe 3.5 weeks if the weather is cool.
Now, you mentioned getting out there, having your very first ripened strawberry of the season. How is that berry going to be different from, say, those strawberries we get from the winter, maybe shipped from out of state, maybe from California? What's different about a fresh strawberry from Wisconsin?
Just about everything. It's completely red, for one thing. A lot of the berries we get that are from out of season have a white tip and are a little bit hard. They're very firm. These berries are very, very sweet. They're completely red. If you pick them correctly, they're red all the way through and all the way around the outside. And they are firm, but they're not hard. Like, you have to cut them with a knife, you know, but they're very firm. And the flavor is just exquisite.
And, you know, you just used the phrase, if you pick them correctly. Now, if I'm blundering around picking strawberries, I'm just going to probably yank them off the plant. I know I've done that in the past. Is there a right and wrong way to actually pick the strawberry?
Well, there are. The local berries that we have are varieties that were not bred for shipping, which means they're not super hard. So you would need to take care not to bruise them. And when you pick them with the green cap on the berry. You leave that on the berry. You don't yank the berry off and leave the stem behind. So you want to pick it with the stem, and then you want to put it in your box gently and not fill your box too deeply. We provide a cardboard tray, and you don't want to fill it more than level full, because then the ones on the bottoms are going to get a little bit bruised, and then they won't keep as well. So you want to pick them fully red, completely red, not orange or pink, no white tips. And then pick them with the cap on and gently set them in your tray and not fill your tray too full. That would pretty well cover it.
Now, how about finding the berries? It seems like when I've been berry picking, there are some lovely ones that stand out. How deep do you have to dig? Do you have to lift up the leaves and make sure there's not some more under there?
You do. We really appreciate it if everybody picks all the right berries in their row, and if you have a patch at home, you'll appreciate it too if you get all the right berries, because if you come back a few days later and you miss some, those will be really mushy, and they're not going to be pleasant to pick the ones that are recently gotten ripe. So you have to pick up the leaves and look. A lot of them are down underneath, and you just pick the leaves up a little bit, and there you'll see another one of those glowing, beautiful berries right down on the ground underneath. So we like to see people doing that, looking under the leaves for more of that luscious fruit.
Now, when I pick my own berries, or have in the past, or buy them at the farmer's market, one constant theme is I get way more than I can actually eat really quickly. What are your tips for berry care for that overabundance of those fresh strawberries?
Okay. I would say the first thing is that you should keep them in the container that you pick them in. Don't handle them any more than necessary. Get them into the refrigerator right away and cover them with a damp towel. Or if they're in Tupperware already, something like that, you can put the lid on. That will keep them more firm. And then you don't want to wash them until you actually are going to process them. So hopefully when you went to the farm and you overpicked, you have some time set aside that you can process the extra berries in the next few days. But getting them refrigerated is crucial to keeping them longer. And then I can give you some ideas of what to do with how to preserve them beyond that. in terms of freezing them, dehydrating them, if you would like.
Great. We'll definitely get into that as we talk about strawberry season just kicking off in earnest here in Wisconsin. We're talking with Nino Ridgway, co-owner of the Barthel Fruit Farm in Mequon. And Nino, how can we preserve them, do other things with them, if we can't eat them all in one sitting?
Well, you need to eat more.
I try.
The best way to preserve a lot of them in a hurry is to freeze them. And I like to do that because it preserves the fresh taste. You don't cook them at all. You preserve the fresh taste. And I do it, although I do it without any sugar. I don't add any sugar. So how simple is it to just wash your berries gently and drain them? Then you take the hull off after you wash them, because strawberries are hollow, and if you wash them with the hull off, you get water inside the berry. So you wash them, take the hull off, and then you can freeze them whole or slice them a little bit. I often cut mine in half because they're often very big. And then I lay them on a cookie sheet and put them in the freezer for an hour or so until they're hard, but maybe not. They don't necessarily have to be frozen completely. And then you scoop them off the cookie sheet into Ziploc bags and put them in the freezer. And then you can leave them you can keep them for a whole year that way. When you take them out, they taste just like fresh berries. They don't have the texture when they're thawed, but they have the flavor.
Well, that's fantastic. Not only have I done that before, it sounds like I actually did it right, which isn't always the case. So how about, and this is something I have not done myself, strawberry preserves, jams, jellies. What's your favorite way to preserve your strawberries that way?
My favorite way is to make freezer jam. The reason I like the freezer jam is that because it's not cooked. And again, you keep the fresh berry flavor. And there's nothing wrong with the taste of cooked berries. But the fresh berry flavor is just so hard to come by. And when you eat that preserve out of the freezer, it just tastes like summer. So I really like that. And you just get, my favorite is the Sure Gel Light. You buy a box of that product. And on the directions inside, there's a recipe for freezer jam using Sure Gel Light. You just follow the directions exactly so that it gels properly. And you put it in whatever containers you want. We usually use small jelly jars and put it in the freezer. If you don't have a freezer, you can dehydrate strawberries quite nicely, again, without any added sugar. You just wash them and drain them, slice them, put them on your dehydrator sheet, and run them for about at 100 degrees for about 20 to 24 hours.
And then what do you do with those dehydrated?
That gives you this chewy little snack that is just really, really good.
That sounds nice. Well, the Sure Gel tip is interesting, too. I tried to do a giant batch of freezer jam last year, and it ended up completely runny. It did not gel, but I think I used pectin. It's still tasty, don't get me wrong, but it was not jelly.
Unfortunately, you can't do multiple batches with that. You have to follow the directions exactly, or it doesn't work if you double it. So you need to do it just exactly the way it says in the box. But it is just the most wonderful jam I think there is out there, is your own freezer jam made with your own berries that you picked.
Well, and you use that Unsure Gel brand too, Veronica. I think that's...
you can use those other gels.
Uncertain Gel. I don't know. It was on sale, so I bought it.
Well, Oh, okay.
And Nino, we're big fans of eating strawberries here. Veronica, strawberry shortcake, one of her favorite desserts. You sent us something I wouldn't have thought of, a recipe for strawberry and pea pod salad. We have this on the Central Time Facebook page, right, Veronica?
That's right. It's up there now, so you can check that out.
So tell us about this strawberry and pea pod salad.
Oh, this is something that I pretty much invented this because I thought there must be some way to use all these strawberries and all these peas that ripen at the same time. And this is just an excellent salad. I can give you the amounts, but the amounts are very variable. You just take sliced strawberries and some sugar snap peas that you've cooked just till they're just barely cooked, just 2 minutes in the steamer, and then you cool them quickly in ice water and drain them. And I cut them in half just so they're bite-sized pieces. So you've got roughly half strawberries and half peas. And then we crumble a little feta cheese, or if you don't have that, you can use some aged sharp white cheddar. And mix those together. You can throw in one or two mint leaves that have been chopped really, really fine, just so you have a very small hint of mint. And then when you serve it, you drizzle your favorite balsamic vinaigrette over the top and just toss it a little bit. And it is really, really good. It's light and it's hardly any calories, and it uses up a lot of strawberries and peas.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. That's a new one to try.
Yeah, you've served this to people, I assume, Nino, a good response to this one?
Oh, yes. Yes, people really, really like it. Yep.
How was the strawberry crop this year? I remember last time there were some places that I think that the spring was a little funky last year. It didn't quite lend itself to a great strawberry season. How was this year?
This year is looking very good so far. We were open today for about half a day. It was our very first day. And we're off to a little bit of a slow start because of the cool weather, but there are so many berries out there. They are looking beautiful. What we picked today was great, and we're just waiting for more of them to ripen. We have five fields, and only one of them has ripe berries right now, so we're waiting for the other fields to kick in. And there'll be limited picking maybe for the next day or two or three, and then once all those fields are ripened, it's just going to be a lot of berries, and they are looking very good, which is great. That would make a lot of people happy.
Yeah, they make me happy.
You know, you get a year like that when there aren't so many, and it's, I missed it. And so we love it when we have a lot of happy customers.
Great. Well, Nino, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
Nino Ridgway is co-owner of the Barthel Fruit Farm in Mequon.